Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 139, 16.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 139, 16. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. One night when I was really struggling with anxiety and unable to sleep, today's verse and the passage surrounding it brought me such comfort. I had been battling insomnia for a while and my work began to suffer. This created a self-defeating cycle where my lack of productivity increased my anxiety, which made it more difficult to sleep, which led to more groggy days and yet further decreased productivity. But then I began to prayerfully journal upon today's verse, which tells us that God saw us and everything we would face, everything we had accomplished before we took our first breath or experienced our first bout with anxiety or insomnia. God saw us. He saw who we were before he intervened in our lives, and he saw who we would become with his intervention. He saw our struggle and preemptively provided the way for us to overcome. There's such comfort in knowing that we don't have to have everything figured out because God already has. Our wisest response then is to turn from our wisdom and our strength and to seek God's instead. Some scholars suggest David, ancient Israel's second king who wrote today's psalm, did so near the end of his life as he reflected upon God's faithfulness. "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me," David wrote. "You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. Every thought, every need, fear, desire, kind act, and every sin. God knew it all. God knows it all." God had seen David at his best, like maybe when he spared the life of the murderous madman who relentlessly and unjustly hunted him down. And he'd seen David at his worst, like when he stole a man's wife and then had that man killed. And God had loved David through it all. Today's verse brings comfort in our sin and our mistakes as well. And it also helps us find contentment in our waiting seasons when we're asking God for direction, for intervention, but we can't see his hand or hear his voice. We may fear we're stuck indefinitely or that we've messed up or maybe have missed God's plan. But notice, the psalmist spoke of each individual day. And each day has a beginning and an end, a sunrise and a sunset. God saw this day and tomorrow before we took our first breath, and he, not our hardship, will always have the final say. On this, David Guzik from The Enduring Word wrote, What David and others could not see, God could see perfectly. We are God's handiwork, His creation formed by a purposeful God for an eternal purpose to do good, to be used by God to bring His light to a dark and hurting world. Today's verse reminds us of God's perfect knowledge for every person who has ever lived or ever will live. He saw us before birth, upon birth, and every day that followed. Scholars refer to this as His omniscience, which means that He knows everything. He has perfect, complete knowledge of everything and everyone. That would be terrifying if not for His perfect, unending, faithful love. The God who knows us fully, who knew us before we had ever done anything worthy of His attention, saw us, formed us, called us to Himself so that He could love us and then love the world through us in very unique and specific ways. I don't know what the year ahead will hold for you. I don't know if you're entering into a joyful, waiting, uncomfortable, or painful season. But I do know that you're not forgotten. I do know you're not unseen. And you certainly aren't unknown. To the contrary, the God who formed you, who carefully and purposefully knit you together in your mother's womb, He's walking beside you, but He's walking ahead of you as well, inviting you to trust Him for tomorrow and every tomorrow that follows. Let's pray. Holy Father, You formed us in love, and You know us. You know everything about us. You know every thought that we ever have, even those thoughts that we try to keep hidden. You know every word before we say it, even those words we wish we had never said. You've seen us at our best, and You've seen us at our worst, and You never leave. You love us. You call us, and You remain with us. You empower us to live for You. Help us to live in that place of deep intimacy, of knowing that we are fully known and deeply loved. Help us to find rest in that place of knowing we have no reason to hide, no reason to feel insecure, no reason to feel afraid. Surround us with Your grace and Your mercy. It's in the name of Your Son and our Savior, Lord Jesus, that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus. So ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.